Good morning. It is Monday, June 22nd, 2026. This is the Lyceum Defense Tech Daily. The dominant story today is about scale. Who can build, lose, and replace weapons fast enough to keep fighting? That thread runs through everything from drone swarms over English woods to satellite fleets that might need to be rebuilt in an afternoon. Start with the swarms. Australia's Department of Defense reported that the United Kingdom, the United States, and Australia flew large numbers of small autonomous drones over the English countryside during the Army Warfighting Experiment 2026. The drones picked out targets hidden in woodland while humans supervised rather than flew each one individually. That is the shift from one pilot, one drone, to one operator. Many drones. The only version of swarming that works in a real fight. Paladine AI is pushing the same idea further. The company won two United States Army contracts. One to validate its SwarmOS coordination software, and another to test Gremlin X, a small reusable drone designed to carry a modular warhead. Both are being tested with actual operational units, not just in a lab. On the ground, the Marine Corps has deployed naval strike missile launchers and mobile drone defense systems to its Okinawa-based Littoral Regiment, turning a forward island position into a sea denial and air defense node threatening any warship that sails too close. Meanwhile, DARPA launched a solicitation asking industry how to reconstitute a destroyed satellite constellation within hours rather than months. The logic is simple. If you can replace a node like a cloud server, knocking one out stops being decisive. And Ukraine keeps proving the math. Cheap drones reach Moscow again, forcing Russia to spend expensive interceptors and consider pulling air defense batteries away from the front. That is your The Lyceum Defense Tech Daily. See you next time.